Pretty surreal, actually. You know, reflecting on everything over the past couple of weeks, so there's obviously been a lot of attention around it, and obviously seeing the likes of Cathy Freeman's race, watching Thorpe's races again, and yeah, it was quite surreal that time. It was just an amazing time for the country, just how engaged everybody was. As a swimmer, you get the first week to compete, but the second week you get to have a little bit of fun. So you don't go to the opening ceremony, but you make sure you make up for it at the closing and really celebrate with your friends. And the Australian homegrown crowd was phenomenal, the energy that we got back from them there.
Did future, like, so swimmers now, do they hate the Australian swimming team from 2000? Because you guys dominated and you set the bar so high for getting gold medals in the pool that everyone else, it's like, even with silver, they're like, whoa, is that really an achievement?
It is one of those things where it's funny how eras just come together sometimes. I mean, we came really off the back of the likes of Kieran Perkins, Susie O'Neill, Samantha Riley. Then all of a sudden we had Michael Klimi and Thorpe, Jeff Buechel, Matt Welsh and myself sort of thrown in there. And we just had this phenomenal era. And also the big thing too was the fact that we had the Sydney Olympics, because you get the Olympics 7 years before that the host country knows about it. So as a young athlete, I was 13 at the time and I was actually playing three sports. So I was playing footy, I was doing surf lifesaving, I was right into the Ironman, the likes of the Trevor Hendys and Grant Kennys, et cetera, of the world, and I was doing swimming. And then Juan Antonio Semeranch, who was the president of the IOC, read out Sydney, and I was like, right, I want to go to that. And I think for a small country, when a lot of your athletes are going for the amateur sports, it's going to naturally make the team a little bit more competitive.
That actually got me thinking, the athletes who would have put in that 7 years of preparation for this year, now obviously, you know, it's going to be trumped by a pandemic, but not to have an Olympics this year, how surreal is that?
It's tough. I mean, this whole year has been tough on everybody. That's unequivocal. And it's been a global thing that we've all had to support each other through this. But as an athlete, the scarcity of the Olympics is what makes it so amazing, because you can break a world record any day. You can win a world championship a little bit more consistently. But an Olympics comes around once every 4 years, and it is the real pinnacle of world sport. And when you go and compete at something like that, the training and the focus, everything you do for that 4 years is to that moment. And then all of a sudden the goalposts get shifted a year out. I mean, careers can come and go in that sort of time frame. And the trouble is now I mentor quite a few athletes from different sports. And the one thing I said is train now like it's on next year, because there's no certainty about next year either. But psychologically devastating for a lot of athletes, but you've got to regroup, refocus and get onto the next job now, which is hopefully next year for them.
What was it for you that motivated you? Because I just remember watching Michael Jordan's The Last Dance, and he would say that he would make up scenarios in his head to play better because he was just so much better than everyone else. With you, you're swimming by yourself in a pool staring at the black line that whole time. How are you just pushing yourself on a day where you're like, oh God, I've got to do another 1,000 laps?
Yeah, the one thing that we really have is the clock. And the clock doesn't lie. So, you know, you are measured every single day, every single lap. You're completely exposed. And for my 1,500-meter freestyle, to give you an idea of how I'd approach it, the last 500, I'd always be counting down because I'm in so much pain at the 1,000-meter mark. It'd be like 500 meters, 450 meters, 400 meters. And if it was really painful, I'd cut it down to 25. It'd be like, you know, 425 meters, 400, 375.
You're a real sicko, that's for sure.
Was there any race where you actually...
There's no doubt about it.
Was there any race where you actually contemplated, why didn't I just pick up the 200?
Yeah, all the time. And I was like, because, you know, you're not that good at that. You know, I was never naturally a sprinter. It's like often times where I thought, geez, I'd love to be good at 50-metre freestyle. Why do I have to be good at a 30-lap race?
Why did Ian Thorpe have to be in the same era, you know?
Why did he get those massive feet? Where are my massive feet? I'm size 14, he's size 18. That's just not fair.
You are, of course, too, lending your voice, your face to National Buy Aussie Day today. As I mentioned at the start, you can register your shop at nationalbuyaussieday.com.au. Obviously, now more than ever, we touched on the pandemic, now it's more important than ever to support your local business, shop local, and support Australian-made products.
Yeah, I think every Aussie out there can appreciate the fact that it's just been such a tough year for business. And not only just this year, I mean, we saw bushfires just before this, we've seen droughts before it. It's been tough on a lot of Aussie businesses. And this is a time like Sydney 2000 where Australians came together, supported one another. And all we're asking today is for people to make that conscious choice to buy Aussie, to support local jobs and get out there. And when you're shopping or when you're jumping online, is try and look for Australian made and try and look for Australian businesses and support them first.
Absolutely. It's a great message and a great thing to get behind.
And I love that meme that does the round of when you buy locals, your neighbour does a happy dance. Like an actual person does a happy dance. I love that. Hey, Grant Hackett, thank you so much for your time, mate. 20 years on since Sydney Olympics, but you know, you're lending your voice to a great cause and we really appreciate your time, mate. We'll chat to you soon.
No worries. Sounds good. Thanks for having me on, guys.